call the Senate Health and Human Services Committee to order. Time to secretary call the roll.
Beatty?
Here.
Ham?
Here.
McIntyre?
Here.
Vegas? Sutton? Olson?
Here.
As we know, the chairman was called home due to the death of his mother-in-law, and he informed me that that he had discussed or had discussions with Senator Reedy and along with Senator Staggers about Senate Bill 117, which lays below the line. But before we get into that, I would like to distribute to the committee a letter that will be signed by Senator Albers and Representative Heineman. And I would invite Senator Hagan to come forth and talk about this issue. You may remember Senate Concurrent Resolution 2 of last year. Having to do with nursing home beds on reservation areas, and Senator Hagan had a tough season last year. We waited and we waited and we waited for him to get back so he could pitch this resolution, which is extremely important to him and his people, and it's an issue that he's been working on for many, many years. So, Senator Hagan, I'll just kind of turn it over to you and just kind of refresh us with what this the issue is now.
Thank you, Senator. Just to go back a little bit with the history of this, well, today we had our bill up in Health and Human Services on the House side dealing with our nursing home, and we had excellent testimony, both sides, good questions by the committee, but I believe I had to leave before the vote was taken, and I think the bill was laid to rest. And we've been after a nursing home since 1988, since the moratorium was put on. Following 1988, with many of the different chair people who have chaired Health and Human Services on the House side, why we have introduced this type of legislation. I personally, in the last 2 years, drew up the history and the package of the nursing home, hand-delivered to our national delegates, all three of them, and with a cover letter asking for a response. And since then, have not received any written response at all. Senator Olson, when he was chairman of the House, we also attempted that same endeavor, and with other chairmen of that committee. So it's had a history of being ignored by the national delegates. So what this is doing is asking for a response from them, and hopefully by some way, shape, or form that we will get a response from them on it. It's very important. The federal government is totally responsible for our health, education, and welfare of our Indian people on the reservation. I've been told by them, or by the area director, the Aberdeen area, that they didn't want to get into any new programs. This would be a new program on the reservation. So that's kind of the history of it. It's been a long, sad trail. I know that the legislators get tired of us coming back year after year with the same legislation. However, our needs at home are still the same. And so that's why we've been so persistent. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hagan. And so you can see, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, that that this letter would be really directing, since we're obviously not going to get a response from them this legislative session, it will direct the response to the executive board of the Legislative Research Council. But I think it's really important that we know, that at least that they know what the issue is. And it's something that has been, as Senator Hagan has said, has been around for 14 years that I've been around. So it is an important issue to our Indian people, and I think one that the federal government really does need to hear. So does anybody have any questions of Senator Hagan? Senator McIntyre?
Not a question, just a comment. Senator Hagan, I respect your persistence, and I would certainly hope that you would keep coming back to us until we get it right.
Thank you, Senator.
Any further questions? Thank you, Senator Hagan, for coming forth. So we will make sure, and for Senator Staggers and Senator Sutton, you have the letter that was just given to me by Representative Heineman. Basically, we're still waiting for the response from Senate Concurrent Resolution 2 from last year regarding the nursing home issue on the reservations. Okay, so this will direct, just again, urging them to give us a response, and hopefully maybe something will be done. But the response is obviously not going to come to us. It will come to the Executive Board of the Research Council.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hagan. Okay. With that, it's my understanding that we will... we have a desire with Senate Bill 117, which is below the line. I'm sorry. I need a motion to approve the minutes. Moved by Senator McIntyre, second by Senator Sutton. All in favor approving the minutes will signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes are adopted. Senator Albers informed me that... Senator Reedy has been in contact with Senator Staggers and would like to approach the committee regarding Senate Bill 117. Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. First of all, let me apologize for being late. I received this bill from the Chiropractors Association on Tuesday, following the last day to have it jacketed. So we decided to have it printed up as a hog house. And in visiting with Kermit, I found that Senate Bill 117 had been laid aside. And I have a total hog house amendment that I would like to have amended onto that bill. And with your permission, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to pass out the amendment. As you look those over, I'll be happy to go over it with you. Basically, what this would be called...
Senator Reedy, if it would be in order now, I think I'd like the move the amendment. Oh, that's correct. Thank you. We need to first remove Senate Bill 117 from the table. This will take a two-thirds vote.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hamm.
I move that Senate Bill 117 be removed from the table.
Okay, moved by Hamm that Senate Bill 117 come off the table. Is there a second? Second by Senator Sutton. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, I call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Hamm?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye. Senate Bill 117 is up for discussion, and now we will move by Senator McIntyre that Amendment 40JA be moved on to Senate Bill 117. Is there a second? Second by Senator Sutton. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Senate Bill 117 is up for discussion. Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Chairman and Committee. This bill would be titled a Patient's Bill of Rights. I'm sure that most of you have probably along the line somewhere ran into someone that's involved with a managed care system that had a little problem being able to go to another practitioner, such as a chiropractor. And basically what this does, and if you'll look on about the third line here, each managed care plan shall permit covered persons to choose their own primary care practitioner from a list of health care professionals within the plan. Basically, that's the important part of the of the bill. It goes on, every managed care plan will provide this. And actually, I guess I'm open for questions. It's kind of short, and you can't say short and simple. Nothing is simple, but it is short.
Senator Reed, do you have others that will testify in favor of this bill?
I don't know.
Well, let's. Does anybody have any questions of Senator Reedy?
In fact, I forgot to sign in, but I'll do that.
Well, we recognize you. Okay, no questions of Senator Reedy. Further proponents of Senate Bill 117 as amended. Further proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 117? Opponents.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dean Krogman, represent the South Dakota State Medical Association. I just had a chance to glance at that a few minutes ago, and I can speak to a couple of the issues that would concern us. Number one, that's not even close to a patient bill of rights that we have had in the past and has been considered at the federal level. Normally, a patient bill of rights will have the ability to choose, will have the ability to sue, will have the ability to complain, go someplace to get recourse on a decision made. In looking just shortly at the definition of specialist, I think you have to be careful. I don't know where this was drafted at, but I think you'd have to be careful of definitions that currently exist. Right now, I think there are 9 licensed under healthcare professionals in the state. If you put that definition of specialist in there, anybody that says they do health care and is not one of those 9 is considered a specialist, as I read the bill. And you can't do that. I think the intent is, originally from other patient bill of rights, is that access to a specialist, most of the time considered medical specialist in the areas of, especially areas of orthopedics and those types of, you know, ophthalmologists and so on. In this case, a specialist could be a physical therapist. So, you know, and I know the managed care companies haven't seen this. That, you know, the liability section of that, I think they would argue that, and I would argue, that doctors make medical decisions with patients. And part of that section says that the managed care company is liable for the medical decisions. I think they would argue that they're not the ones making medical decisions. Now, I know what the intent is, and that is that people have been steered and told where to go, and there have been lawsuits around the country for inappropriate steerage and so on. But this bill, the way it's written, I you know, from a position of a provider position, that this would be way out of line in terms of even our licensure. I mean, you're saying with that definition that you don't even have to be licensed, you know, as a healthcare professional. Now, if the chiropractors brought this in, I would interpret that as that they can't be considered a specialist either, and I know they want to be. But so I think you have to get some clarification from code counsel at least before you would pass something in this form.
Questions of Mr. Krogman? Further opponents to Senate Bill 117? Further opponents? Hearing none, we'll close the... Mr. Krogman, have you signed in? It's okay. Okay, we will close the testimony of Senate Bill 117 for committee discussion and or action. Oh, thank you, Senator McIntyre. Senator Reedy, you have a chance to rebut a little bit. I'm sorry.
Senator Reedy, I realize that this is rather short notice for all of us, but could you give me a background as to the discussion you had with the people that asked you to carry this forward? Motivation and so forth.
Thank you, Senator McIntyre. Yes, this a similar bill to this was here last year, and it didn't go very far either. But they did reword it a little bit, and the chiropractors actually are, I think they kind of have divided up into districts. Anyhow, the chiropractors in Vermilion were the ones that provided this with for me, and that their district takes care of the southeastern South Dakota portion. I like you, I am not a health care person of any type, but I rely strictly on them to bring it in the manner that it's here.
Further questions? Senator Reedy, I have a question for you. My probation period with Avera, Queen of Peace, is going to be up April 1st. Would I be a specialist?
I guess I don't know what the requirements are of a specialist.
Thank you. Further questions? And committee action and or action? Thank you, Senator Reedy. Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, having not been had the opportunity to look into this very far, and it looks to me like we're delving into dangerous territory, I'm going to ask that Senate Bill 117 be tabled.
That motion's out of order.
Oh, excuse me. All right, then I'll have go to the 36th day.
Moved by Hamm to send Senate Bill 117 to the 36th legislative day. Is there a second? Second by Senator Dietrich. Discussion on the deferral motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the sending Senate Bill 117 to the 36th legislative day will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Hamm?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye. Senate Bill 117 has been deferred to the 36th legislative day. Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Sutton. We are adjourned.